The Sarah Jane Adventures, The Time Capsule, by Peter Angelidis. Read by Elizabeth Sladen. Appearances can be deceptive. You might imagine adventures always begin in the strangest and wildest places. And believe me, I've seen those places. I've travelled across the galaxy to the glittering arcades of Peldracticon, where the roofs are alive with a million dancing lights on luminous butterflies' wings. I've haggled with Barnubian traders on the crest of Ruby Aurealis, whose currency is a living organism, and where merchants must refuse a buyer's offer on three occasions before they bow deeply and graciously accept. I even attended an auction in Chambra Soldera, where I raised a hand to make a bid and didn't realise that I'd volunteered myself as one of the lots. Fortunately, the friend I travelled with managed to buy me back on that occasion. He would take everything comfortably in his long stride. But for me, every new experience was fresh and surprising. At first, when I returned home to Earth, I worried if I would ever settle again, if I ever could, until I found there were wonderful things right here on my home planet, things every bit as moving and exciting and dangerous and amazing as anything I ever saw out there in the universe. So I also know adventures can begin in the most ordinary of circumstances. Even so, I was surprised this one started when I was, of all things, doing my weekly shopping. Because to be honest, after Ruby Aurealis, you sort of expect that a trip to my local Betterworth supermarket will be a bit of a disappointment. I hate all that hustle and bustle, paying a pound for a trolley with a wonky wheel and a mind of its own.